since that month, every single month, for the next 20 years, I have never fallen below $5,000 in team production. Not once. Now, I will tell you, no one said that to me. No one said, you are not allowed to fall below 5,000. You shouldn't fall below 5,000. It's that I would not allow myself to fall below 5,000. Because see, whatever you allow yourself to do, you become okay doing it. You make excuses that it's okay. See, you set the bar for yourself. Your director doesn't set the bar. You set the bar of what is acceptable to you. And I knew that if I missed production one time, it would become okay. And then it would become okay the next time and the next time. So be very careful what you become okay with. Because what you become okay with can get you stuck where you are. Every month is a month in this business. You know, I said at my unit meeting last Tuesday night, the end of April, I said, okay, I got the most amazing news for you guys. There was this month called April. You all missed it. Every one of you missed it. I know because I see what you've been doing. But it's okay. We still have time to make big things happen. And they did. Sometimes you have to shock yourself, guys. You have to shock yourself and say, okay, what am I going to do this month, not next quarter, not next 6 months, not next year, but what am I going to do this month? What am I going to do this week? What am I going to do today? Because it does make a difference. Ask yourself, at what point do you give up? Do you have grit, like Linda said? Do you have guts to do what other people will not do? Do you know that the top 2% become directors? And Mary Kay. You know why? Because they are the 2% that have the guts to do it, the grit to do it. They get over it. They get past it. They go through it. They find a way. They make a way. They do not make excuses. How many of you want to be a Mary Kay sales director? Then girls, get a grip. Because everything's not going to go your way. Wouldn't it be great if people just did what we told them to do? My life would be a whole lot easier if our people just did what we told them to do or what we thought that they should do. But that's not the way life happens. And you see, your attitude about it will equal your result. There are three types of attitude. How many of you have heard about negative and positive, right? Well, there's a third one. It's called winner's attitude. So let's talk about how someone with a negative attitude approaches a Mary Kay party. She gets in her car, she drives down the road, she's going to a party, and she's saying to herself, tired. These people probably are not going to buy anything anyway. And I know these people. No one's going to sign up. I'm not even going to worry about asking them because, and even if they did, they'd probably be just like the other one I just recruited. How many of you thought that? How many of you ever thought that thought before? Okay. Negative Nelly. Okay. Positive attitude. Okay, I'm going to this party. I could have a good night. I could. This could be a good one. I mean, I'm working towards STAR. And who knows, there might be somebody there. And if they ask me, I can't wait to tell them about it. And you know, she could probably do really good at this. Winner's attitude. Pull down the visor in your car, a little mirror, and before you get out of the car, you say, somebody in that room is getting recruited tonight. And she will be my rock star. That is a winner's attitude. Now let me ask you this. How do you approach your Mary Kay? When you get ready to make your calls during the day, are you dreading it or excited about it? Which is it? Negative, positive, or winner? Winners become directors. Winning attitude directors win Cadillacs. Okay. All right, learn to live in the middle. Lordy Mahorty, y'all are a roller coaster of emotions. Okay, let me give you a scenario. You go to the nail salon. You meet this lady. She says to you, oh my gosh, you're a Mary Kay girl. I have been looking for a Mary Kay girl. In fact, me and my mom and my sister were all just talking about how we were just dying to hold a Mary Kay party. And we're out of everything. Girl, I'm telling you, we want to stock up on everything. In fact, I told my mom, I was actually looking at getting into something, and I was thinking Mary Kay would be my thing. Girl, here's my number. You got to call me. You walk out of there, all my stars, you call your director, you tell your husband, you're just so excited, because she's so excited, so you try to call her, she doesn't answer. And you think, okay, that's okay, I just called her wrong time. And you call her again, and she doesn't answer. You're like, yeah, but you don't understand. She told me. She told me she wanted to buy Mary Kay. She told me she wanted to look at this. Oh, my gosh, you don't understand. I know. Tell her director. You know what? I know she hasn't answered yet, but I know. And then all of a sudden, the realization comes. You went from here to down to here, right? Because she broke a promise to you when she gave you her number and acted excited. It was a promise that she was going to do something. Girls live in the middle. I don't care what she says. Don't get overly excited. And when she doesn't come through, don't get overly depressed. Learn to live in the middle. Stabilize. Yes, yes. Yay! Okay. In fact, I have a way for you. I was thinking about this last night. I told Stephanie. I said, I was taking a shower. You know, some of your best thoughts come in the shower, right? And I thought, if there was just a way that they can magically get themselves in the zone and stabilize. How many of you ever watched SNL? Saturday Night Live. Like some of you are like, huh? Saturday Night Live, okay? It had Mary Catherine, you know, the Catholic schoolgirl. They always, like, sniffed her armpits and went, Timstar, right? How many of you know what I'm talking about? Okay, all right. So we have our own little whammy. Are you ready? You're going to go, stabilize. When you start having a meltdown, stabilize. All right? Okay, everybody try it. Ready? Meltdown time. Ready? Stabilize. Okay. So every time you start feeling yourself having a meltdown, I don't care where it is, go, stabilize. Okay. All right. Okay, are you ready? Okay. You just had a party cancel. Ready? Stabilize. That's it. Okay, all right. So, very cool. All right. Learn, but see, okay. Did you have fun saying that? Yeah. Kind of took away the frustration, right? I really am serious. You have to find a way to kick yourself out of that funk because that will get you nowhere in this business. You know, sometimes we had a fabulous coach that came into Charleston a couple weeks ago. One of the things that they talked about was castles in the sky. And castles in the sky, Mary Kay people, we are so guilty of it. We have on our goal poster, we have that director suit, and we have that red jacket, and we have that I'm going to debut on stage, and we have that vision. And we're in love with the vision. We're in love with the castle in the sky, but we are not in love with what it takes to get to the castle in the sky. You have to embrace the activity. Because here's the deal. If you don't love the activity, guess what happens when you are in a car? You're going to still do the activity. When you become a director, you're still going to do the activity. You have to fall in love with the activity. You see, when I was a new consultant, I'm going to take you guys back there, I knew, logical, to become a director, I have to build a team. So I'm kind of an impatient person. I just wanted to recruit the world. I didn't want to deal with all those facials and those parties and all that stuff. But I've learned very quickly that that's the base of this business. So I had to figure out a way to love what I was doing. So I came up with a little affirmation. My affirmation was, I love parties and parties love me. I'm going to sell and build this team. Now, I didn't know back then that I was teaching myself to love, embrace the activity. And you know what happens? You start doing it. You start liking it. It starts becoming fun. And it became a game to me, not like, okay, I got to do my affirmations. I made a game. When I got up in the morning, I said it 10 times. At every stoplight, I said it 10 times. It became a thing. I said it all the time. It's 21 years later, and I still remember the ditty because I'm saying it over and over and over and over and over to myself. And that is one of the reasons that my unit grew to over 100 my first year as a director. I have completed a 300,000 or higher every single year I have been a director. And is that cool? And it was because I embraced the fact of doing the activity, sharing company information, doing the parties, doing all that stuff. Learn to not be overly invested in any one party or day as far as results. I'll give you an idea. I was talking to a really good friend of mine on the phone, Mary Kay friend, and I was on my way, 3 hours away, to do a event for a consultant who was wanting to move up. And I drove 3.5 hours on Sundays. I normally don't do anything on Sundays. That's just my personal preference. But it was the only day we could make it all work. And so I get there, and everybody has canceled on her. In fact, she's went through the whole neighborhood and has knocked on doors, and she feels incredibly horrible because she knows I've driven all that way and no one's there. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, beautiful, pretty outside. People just had other things they wanted to do. So my mission at that point was make her okay, because I truly was okay. I didn't have an issue with it. But on my way home, because I told the person, I will call you back once I get done with this event. So on the way through, they said, well, how did it turn out? I said, no one came. Said, oh, I bet you're just so upset. I'm like, no, not really. She goes, but you drove all that way. And I said, my mental stability in this business is not based on what happens today. It's what happens this month, this 6 months, this year. It's not based on the outcome today. Because see, the next day, I drove and worked with another lady, and we recruited 5 people for her team. So my average over the 2 days looked pretty good, right? But if I got all invested in what didn't or didn't happen that one time, it would have thrown me off my game for the next day or the next month. How many of you get thrown off your game way too easy? Okay? Learn not to be overly invested in the outcome of any one event. Be willing to be inconvenienced. It's not convenient to drive somewhere for 3 hours and not be invested in the overall outcome. It is not convenient sometimes to do things when it doesn't fit when you wanted to do them. But success is not convenient. If you want convenience, you need to just stay with a 9-to-5. But if you want freedom, learn to be inconvenienced and work when other people may not be willing to work. But see, here's the deal. You work when other people may not be willing to work, but you get to enjoy your family when other people are not allowed to, because they're stuck at 9-to-5. When they're trying to find daycare for a child that is sick, you will be able to stay home with yours and not worry about it. When everybody else is begging for a week off or vacation, you take vacation when you want to. My husband works with me full time. We've never worried about, hey, you want to do lunch? You want to go to the movie in the middle of the afternoon? You want to go to this place on the weekend? We do what we want to, because we control our destiny. Someone else does not. So for that, sometimes it's inconvenient, okay?